I'm useless with names. You've only just told me what it is. Tim.
Tim.
Is Tim? It is Tim. Tim Watson.
Indeed.
And you are from Medina.
Medina Veterinary Group, yeah.
And you've got some news that's been out there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But we haven't heard of it, and we sort of thought, wow, that's a story enough. Somebody did get in touch with us and say, here, did you know that it's from April...
April 6th this year, microchipping of all dogs is compulsory.
Right.
So all dogs must be microchipped before April the 6th this year.
So that's, that's kind of... We've got a bit of time, because...
Not long.
But it's, you know, that's kind of scary that all of a sudden it's like, it's there. You may have been one of those people that knew about it, but if you're not one of those people that have only just found out about it, you may be thinking, well, hang on a minute, I better book him in. So obviously we give out details in a mo. What happens if you don't? Is there a penalty for it?
You are, if you don't and you're caught by either a dog warden or police officer, you are served with a 21-day notice to get it done. If you don't get it done by then, it's a £500 fine.
Wow.
And or you will be served, or your dog will be taken from you and chipped for you, but at your expense, at the prices that the dog wardens will charge you.
It's interesting, and obviously it conjures up all sorts of questions. I mean, what's your gut feeling? Is this the right way to go forward or not?
It means that all dogs will be traceable from birth. So puppies must be chipped before they're 8 weeks of age. The breeder will be the first registered keeper, so you can trace a dog from birth.
Right.
Now.
Okay.
And it will mean that dogs that are out of control, or who are dangerous, or who are just abandoned, can be traced back to their previous keepers.
Okay, so it's happening for a good reason, and it will help in some kind of way. Are there any negatives to this, obviously, other than cost?
Not really. Occasionally chips. When you stick a needle through skin, you take a couple of bugs with you, so there's right. A very, very low instance of infections. Some of the older chips used to move a little bit, but the modern chips don't. The older chips again were much, much bigger, but most modern chips are about a quarter of the size of the old chips, and they're coated in very specific glass that the body sticks to, so they stay put.
What's the the ratio per dog at the moment that's already been chipped? Is it going to make a massive amount of difference?
About 50% of dogs were chipped beginning of last year.
Okay.
According to the account, the Kennel Club.
All right.
But it's a bit of a guesstimate.
Okay. So, I mean, this is going to move us forward. It's a good thing. It's a positive thing. Okay, now people just say, for instance, they're listening to this thinking, oh, crikey, we've got to go and get our dog done. There's a different term altogether, but our dog chipped. How much is it going to cost? What sort of pricing does it run at?
Really depends where you're getting it chipped. The types of chips. The National Canine Society, or used to be called the National Canine Defence League, have had two free chipping things on the island where they've been chipping dogs for free at the football ground. I'm not sure if there's another one of those before April.
Right.
Otherwise, vets will chip dogs, and depending on the vet, depends on the cost. The chips we tend to use are very, very small and therefore more expensive than standard chips. And we charge about 12 to 15 quid if we do it the same time as vaccinations or any right. ops.
That sounds like a good deal.
If we're doing it by itself, we charge about 22 quid.
Okay, I mean that's reasonable, isn't it? It's not going to break the bank, but just say for instance, you know, there's a lot of austerity out there. Is there help for people that have dogs that need to get them chipped by the 6th of April? Is there anywhere they can contact?
You can contact the RSPCA or the Friends of the Animals, who are a brilliant group of people, and I believe the Friends of the Animals have a licensed implanter there.
Right.
I don't know if they charge for the service or just expect a donation.
Do they use you at all? You know, when they say they come through to you, if they've got a whole load of dogs that people have contacted because they I don't know, they're on benefits or whatever and they need some assistance, do they then say, well, we've got too many here, we're going to sort of, you know, subcontract some of the work?
Well, we do a lot of the veterinary work and our operations, neutering for the Friends of the Animals, read dogs and cats, and for the cats protection, which is just cats.
Right. So the cats, I mean, most cats, I say most cats are cats, I'm just going on, you know, are cats, but what's the difference, I know it's a stupid question, but what's the difference between a cat and a dog when it comes down to chipping? Is there a real reason why we're doing this? Because as I say, when does, because there's certain things, I mean, there's lots of debates where, you know, a cat is this and a dog is that. Just say, for instance, if a dog bites a child, the dog gets put down. If a cat bites a child, it doesn't. So what's the difference when it comes down to chipping? Is it going to make a whole host of difference?
Cats don't usually kill children when they bite them, whereas dogs sometimes do.
Okay.
Which is reasonable difference. Cats are regarded in law more as a free spirit, so ownership of a cat is very, very difficult to define in legal terms. Even ownership of a dog is a bit dubiously legally, and where there's a conflict of ownership and it goes to court, there's no single thing that the court will define as being a piece of evidence that defines ownership. They will take several bits about who pays for the dog's insurance, feeding, who looks after it, who's the registered keeper as far as a microchip goes, who bought it. And those factors, and the court will weight them accordingly to which magistrate or judge is running it.
Okay, it's interesting. Thank you for coming in. I know it's a cold and frosty day, so I know you'd have had to defrost the windscreen anyway to come in. But you know, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. But if you know, the message is quite simple: by April the 6th, if you own a dog, you must have them microchipped. How do we know whether they're microchipped already?
You can pop into a vet's and their reception team will scan it for you. It's free of charge. No one will worry about it. It's very, very quick. It's essentially a barcode. And rather than being a printed barcode, it's an electronic barcode that's on a very small chip that's under the dog's skin, which is read with a radio wave rather than with light.
Okay, that's interesting. Is there any other benefits that, you know, just say for instance, if you had a cat, you can get one of those flaps with the microchip
scanners. Fantastic. Well, they stop other cats coming in. Right. So if your cat's being battered, bullied, and generally abused by other cats, it gives a portal that other cats can't get through in a place of safety.
But if you've that's great if you've got a cat. But if you've got a dog, are there any other benefits for them being microchipped other than it's owns it?
If you lose it, if it runs off, it can be brought back to you. You can be found quickly. If you're abroad and your mobile phone's registered with the chip company and your dog's lost, people will find you. If someone nicks your dog, and there are several thousand dogs stolen every year, any dog coming into a vet's now, it should be scanned for a microchip, and if that vet hasn't seen that dog before, they are reasonably bound to check that you own that dog, or you are the registered keeper.
Okay.
For us, it's a very quick process. We stick the chip number into a website, and it tells us everything about the dog, address it's registered to, telephone numbers of the person and name of the person.
Brilliant. So there are some benefits there. Hey, have you got details of your surgery? Is there a website? Is there a telephone number? And where exactly is it situated?
We're situated on the High Street at Wootton, a couple of hundred yards down the hill from Tesco's. We're in Chapel Street in Newport, and Fallands Road in Bembridge, and there's a shop of ours in Bembridge too on Fallands Road. They also have a scanner. You can find us on Facebook at Medina Vets or Medina Veterinary Group, and website is medinaveterinarygroup.co.uk.
Okay, just do that one again.
MedinaVeterinaryGroup.co.uk.
Brilliant. We should be checking that out, because your vet is actually the one in Newport is actually closer than the one we're using at the moment, because we got to get in the car, and I think you're just round the corner, so we'll be coming down to see you very soon. All right, Tim, thanks very much for coming in, and I really appreciate your timing, and good luck, because you're going to be busy over the next couple of months, no doubt.
Probably.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.